Underground music usually means something outside the mainstream, be it experimental, niche, or just strange. But one artist is taking the phrase literally and guiding people into Darwin's underground tunnels for a series of unconventional performances. Georgia Hitch prepared this report.
I hitchhiked up here 2 years ago because I'd heard there was a resonant tunnel here and I was in search of resonance. Myself being a wind player, this is a long pipe. Usually you could think of it as a didgeridoo, you could think of it as a flute.
Ann Norman is the artistic director and brains behind a five-day music festival in the depths of one of Darwin's disused tunnels. The dark, damp and humid space is 172 metres long, oval in shape, and the walls are all clad in steel, some of which has begun to rust away. A relic from the Second World War, it was originally designed to keep oil stores safe from Japanese air raids.
It has been a theme that's crept into a lot of our concerts. And afterwards you listen back and you think, oh my goodness, when she kicked that wall, it sounded like a bomb exploding. And you're sort of thinking, wow.
Darwin, for the rest of Australia, has a certain mythological status in a way, and to come here and work inside these tunnels that are basically as they were left 70 years ago at the end of the Second World War is quite an astonishing experience.
Peter Neville is a professional percussionist and has helped create one of the pieces, where the main instrument is the tunnel itself.
The project's called Sounding the Tunnel, and we're trying to find out ways we can actually use the tunnel as the primary instrument, and that can involve various things in the tunnel that we either hit or scrape or otherwise activate.
Helping him bring the tunnel alive are five students from the Northern Territory Music School. One of them is 17-year-old Zoe Jenke.
When I first got in here, I was a bit like, whoa, you know, I don't want to damage it. But honestly, the sound's so amazing. Like, the opportunity that we get given in Darwin and just to play in places like this, like, you don't really take it for granted.
This performance isn't just about the musicians, though. The audience are invited to slam the walls, make as much noise as they can with their chairs, and be part of the cacophony.
What's amazing about this is we have all the audience inside the instrument with us. They're also amplified, so if they sneeze or cough or shuffle their feet, so does the tunnel.
Are there any constant reactions that people always have, or there are things that you notice about the way people react when they start to hear the sounds that are played in the tunnel?
We have had quite a lot of tears. I don't know, I think people are dumbfounded as to why they're feeling so emotional, and sometimes it's just because they're immersed in this wave of vibrations. It's sort of moving, you know what I mean, literally.
Artist Ann Norman ending Georgia Hitch's report.